Ray Bradbury's internationally acclaimed novel Fahrenheit 451 is a masterwork of 20th century literature set in a bleak dystopian future. Guy Montag is a fireman. In his world, where television rules and literature is on the brink of extinction, firemen start fires rather than put them out. His job is to destroy the most illegal of commodities, the printed book, along with the houses in which they are hidden. Fahrenheit 451 is the choice for Poughkeepsie's Big Read. To talk about the book and the Big Read and their events, we welcome Angela Laughlin, who is an associate professor of English at Marist College. Angela is speaking for the Big Read on Sunday, October 26th, on how Fahrenheit 451 launched a genre and Bradbury's focus on technology in this book. And it's a great pleasure to have Angela here. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And Jewel Ratzliff joins us as well. She is the Poughkeepsie Public Library District Public Information Officer and the Big Read Coordinator of Big Read events across the Mid-Hudson region, which there are many of, and we'll talk about those as well. Jewel, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Delight to have you here. So let us begin, Jewel, with you as the obvious question of how you came to choose Fahrenheit 451.
Well, the Big Read is actually a program initiated by the National Endowment for the Arts. So there is a limited list of literature, and then you pick from that list. And this is the eighth year that the Poughkeepsie Public Library District is doing a Big Read. And so we look at the list, and we talk with our partners, and we talk with the schools and say, you know, what's a good title that would, you know, that would excite the students, and where could we take this? And actually, it's just a perfect book for a Big Read because it celebrates the power of books.
It really does. And what has, so we're midway through this now.
Yes,
and we're tailing off in events. So how has it been going so far?
Oh, it's been wonderful. It's been very exciting to have guest speakers come in, and we had Ray Bradbury's biographer come, and he was very, very articulate, Sam Weller. And also, it was pretty neat to hear him engage high school students. We went to three high schools, and to hear him talk about writing techniques and how important reading was, and to really engage the kids in actual projects while he was there. And it was very exciting. And another example, I was at a book discussion last evening, and one of the participants said, I wasn't so sure I liked this book. It was kind of ho-hum. I didn't really get all the way through it. And by the end of the discussion, he said, I'm going to go back and read this again because you've given me all these new perspectives to look at and to look for. And I mean, I think that's really wonderful to be able to engage people at all ages in reading and get them excited about reading.
So let's talk for a moment with Angela Laughlin, again, Associate Professor of English at Marist, who will be speaking on the subject, about what there is about the book that does bring us in and connects us so.
Well, I've been struck as I've been rereading it and preparing for my talk about just how relevant it is. It's a book that I had originally read, you know, as a high school student.
Right.
And I think that rereading it now, it's like, it's a book of our times. I mean, Bradbury's really asking this question, what if people chose to stop reading books? And this is exactly what we kind of see happening around the world with people choosing consumption of media, which is what Bradbury kind of describes, instead of literary reading. It's actually what prompted the Big Read in the first place. So mm-hmm. I think it's such a timely book, and it really, everybody can relate to the sort of problem that Bradbury's focused on.
This was a book that really give us a sense of its impact at the time, because it, as we say, it really launched a genre.
Well, it was part of a range of books that launched the genre, really. But I think that I think the sense in which it launched the genre is that it made science fiction a serious subject of study, as opposed to something that it had been before, which was maybe considered kind of lowbrow, something that serious writers would often say, like, I'm not a science fiction writer. And through work by Bradbury and Orwell and Vonnegut and other people writing mid-century, scholars began to take it seriously, and then writers began to not reject the label. And now, you know, you can take classes in science fiction. It's right. It's respected. So.
And let us not forget, I mean, obviously we can become consumed with the subject and the meaning and what it's trying to tell us and all of that. But this is a book that is beautifully written.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of people will talk about one of the real strengths of this book is just metaphor, and how especially Bradbury like develops the metaphor of like books as birds.
Right.
And then by the end, books as people. And so I think that's one reason that it's great. Being taught in high schools, they're really able to dig into some of the literary elements of it.
And I would think in discussions and in just overall talking about the book, as you say, the relevance comes in this whole idea of technology.
Mm-hmm.
and how do we deal with it and what do we do? And at that time it was television, and to some extent it still is, but it's now that we have access to that same technology at our fingertips and in our pockets.
One of the things that's interesting about the way Bradbury describes television is that it really is more like the way we think about just digital technology and how it's all merging today. So he describes it as television, but they're actually, they're using it like a phone. They're talking to their friends through the television. They're interacting.
It's one device.
It's one device. And so he sort of saw that all the media was merging, which, you know, has indeed happened.
Yeah. And how do you think, just going off on a literary tangent for a moment, how do you think this ranks alongside, I mean, is this his best work?
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, that's obviously, to the reader, but yeah, this book has definitely stood the test of time extremely well. Yeah.
So, Jewel, when you have these events like the one you'll have on Sunday, What kind of people are? It is a true community read. So people will come in and say, "All right, I read it. I've done my homework assignment, and now I'm ready to talk."
Well, yes, we hope that people are reading the book. I mean, we do have a lot of books in circulation, and they do seem to be going out. So I am encouraged by that the community is reading it, and we know that there are hundreds of books in the schools, and they're reading it. On our Sunday afternoon series of lectures, we do tend to get an older crowd. And that is one thing that Sam Weller, Bradbury's biographer, pointed out. He said, you know, we have to, as the adult generation, we have to really make sure that we are encouraging our younger students to read. And that's why he was so delighted to be able to go into the high schools so that we don't, you know, it doesn't pass away as a lost art, like letter writing, you know. We have to make sure that we continue to read.
And that we don't put it into a context of this is, I know we have to, and I'm saying this to an English professor, I know we have to assign books to students. I understand that. And yet, so many of us think of them as assignments as opposed to, if we were to read Fahrenheit 451, like if I wanted to turn to my nephew, who's 13 years old, and say, I have the coolest book, and it's dystopian, it's just like all the other stuff you're reading here. it's a different reaction, isn't it?
It is, and I've been talking with one of my senior English classes this semester. We've been talking a lot about the status of the book and, you know,
right,
where it's going. And they say that to me all the time. They'll talk about being forced to read and how, you know, even as English majors, they just turn off when they're forced to read a book. So, you know, it's a challenge because clearly as a teacher, you have to assign reading.
Well sure. And you wouldn't,
yeah,
and you wouldn't do it. But some of the greatest joy I have is going back to books that I've read in high school, and my memory of it is, and yet I spent all summer reading Steinbeck. I went through a tear on Steinbeck, and it started with The Grapes of Wrath, and it was the greatest summer I had. I mean, it was just, you know, this is fantastic, and I think a lot of it goes back to that, oh, they made me read this, and I, all right.
And I wonder if partially it's the testing of being read.
Yes.
If it's not so much,
yes,
the reading itself, it's that you feel like you're going to be punished if you didn't catch,
right,
every little thing. So that's one thing about reading in college. Often you don't, you know, you're still being assigned a lot of reading, but you're not being tested at the same level. So you can,
no, there's more of a discussion, more
exactly
of like the event you're
agreed
having. And so what are some other events that are happening?
Well, we've got several movie screenings happening throughout the area, and we also are delighted to be bringing creator Tim Hamilton to the schools on Monday. Now, he created the graphic novel version of Fahrenheit 451. He lives in Brooklyn. He's a young graphic artist, and we'll be bringing him to several different schools to speak with students. And I think, Joe, you might want to mention that you're coming to the Big Read next week.
Yeah, the event is on Wednesday. It's at 3 o'clock, and it's going to be held at the FDR Library and Museum in their auditorium in the Visitor Center. And it's, what is it called? For the Love of Books? Is that what it's called?
For the Love of Books.
For the Love of Books.
WAMC's Joe Donahue.
Well, thank you. And and I get to talk about, and by the way, isn't, Angela, isn't this nerve-wracking of figuring out what you're going to talk about for an hour?
Yes. Yes.
Because you feel like you have a lot of masters. Like you want to talk about the books, and then you want to talk about this, and then you got to get everything in.
I'm trying to pack everything in.
I know. So this, just, Jewel, this is what we're going to be doing over the weekend. Just know that.
Okay.
It's just like, you know. Studying, cramming for the exam.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun, and we're all to be talking about books and book interviews, and even I have found, I will tell you, I found one of the last interviews that Ray Bradbury did before he passed away that I will play a portion of. So
terrific.
It's some really cool stuff. So hopefully you can join us for that, and hopefully you can be at Angela's event as well. Her event is on Sunday, October 26th, and where is that located? Is that...
It's at the auditorium at 105 Market Street in mm-hmm. Poughkeepsie, and that's at 2:30.
At 2:30 on Sunday, and you can find out information about all of these events by going to the Poughkeepsie Big Read website, mm-hmm. and you can tell us what that is.
That's www.poklib, that's P-O-K-L-I-B, .org.
Poklib.org. POKLIB.org. And find out what is going on. Again, Fahrenheit 451 is the choice of Poughkeepsie's Big Read. You can check out poklib.org for more information and the list of activities. Jewel, thank you so much for putting all this together and doing all this great work. It's wonderful, and we thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Joe.
And Angela, we thank you and for joining us this morning, and have a wonderful event on Sunday.
Thank you.
Wish you luck. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.